All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ Alito and WRMJ.com. I'm going to go on a little bit of a mini rant here. I did it earlier in the broadcast, and I know we take it for granted sometimes of kind of the environment that you get accustomed to playing in and, you know, what we're used to and we cover a game at Mercer County. And first up, Coach Bazala, congratulations. Great effort tonight. But I was disappointed. You know, I always tell people I think spring sports kind of get shortchanged, and I know weather has a lot to do with it, but I was, you know, I'm like, there's no programs here tonight for a sectional. Could you imagine a basketball sectional? You know, I'm a basketball guy, I get that, but could you imagine a basketball sectional not having programs? Yeah. And then could you imagine, Nick Bazala, could you imagine a sectional basketball tournament? What would you compare a sectional round baseball game to a playoff football game? Like semi, not maybe quarterfinals.
Yeah, quarterfinals.
No national anthem tonight.
Yep.
Before the first game or the second game. I don't know that. Maybe I'm getting old that I get gruff. I just wish that they would take sometimes stuff like that a little bit more serious. I guess we're accustomed to that at Mercer County.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just things you get used to. You know, you can take a step back and kind of probably pick out a lot of things like that. You know, it's the sport that doesn't charge to get in. You know, you're not going to get a lot of fans because you're normally playing at 4:30. You know, it's just little things like that, and you can say a lot about the weather. You know, sometimes it's tough early in the year to get crowds out there, but you know, the little things I didn't notice that you just mentioned tonight. I don't see a program. You know, I assume there was a national anthem before the first game. So there wasn't. So, you know, that's pretty sad, especially when we're walking into Memorial Day weekend. You know, hopefully we see that on Saturday. But overall, I thought the atmosphere was really good tonight. We knew we were going to see something like that. El Paso Grizzly brought a lot of people. We had a lot of people come down here to Farmington. So the environment-wise, you know, from a player-coach standpoint, I thought was pretty good. But, yeah, you look back and look at those little intangible things and things that we can't really control, and you kind of miss out on them.
Yeah, and I that's why I'm just taking for granted what I'm so accustomed to where we're at, and I'm thankful. I guess I'm appreciative of sometimes when we don't get that then. Man, what a game. Got to love these type of environments and a crazy finish. And in the end, the most important thing, you come out on top. I mean, that's the but what an emotional roller coaster of a ride tonight. And baseball is one of those sports over the course of, you know, they always say it's about the 21st out.
Yeah.
And then it came down to you not making the 21st out tonight, but getting them to get the 21st out and get out of a jam and keep the game tied at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the grind, the fight, the little bit of swagger that our kids had tonight, it was phenomenal to see. You know, we came out and, you know, we have a really good first inning with Jake on the mound. We go 1-2-3. We come up, you know, and we scratch two off of the Lavender kid. You know, he was pretty good all night long. We scratch two. We get some momentum going. And then I kind of think we let down a little bit. We kind of settled in a little too much. We come out in the second, we get two guys out right away, and then we walk a kid, you know, and we let some things happen. And then, you know, we're first and second, we go from the windup for some reason, we kind of lost our mentality there, and we give up a ball into the gap that normally probably only scores one, but they get some guys moving. So but then just to fight back from that, you know, to give up a couple home runs, get down 6-2, but to continue our approach. I mean, we stressed it all week long that we really needed to work his pitch count. We knew he could be all over the place at times. But the biggest thing was, you know, when we got down 0-2, we didn't give in to that kid. You know, we fouled a ball off. We got a pitch off the plate that we took. We didn't try to swing and chase things out of the zone. We just really battled. We got some balls to come in. I think we had 6 hits off him. He gave up 9 hits all year. So really got to tip the cap to our guys to keep fighting. And then little adversity towards the end, you know, we give up the lead again. We tie it up. But then we battle, we get the bases loaded, we stack the bases like we talk about all the time, and then Jake Rush comes up, puts a really good at bat together to walk us off with a walk-off walk.
Well, and if I tell people in a couple years, I'll say I did a baseball game where a team struck out 19 times and scored 9 runs and won in a 7-inning game. And that's the crazy thing about baseball, as Mike Shannon says, if you watch this game long enough, you'll see everything. 19 strikeouts, 9 runs, 2 of those strikeouts reached, and I think you had you unofficially credited for 4 RBI tonight. But when it's all said and done, you find a way to try and win. And that was such a crazy fifth inning when you score six runs with two outs.
Yeah, we talked about it all week. It was like you can't be upset with a strikeout. You know, this kid's good. He's got good stuff. He knows what he's doing. He's a proven arm in the state. But we just knew that if we were going to strike out, and clearly we did quite often, what were we going to do in that bat to grind those out and add pitches? And to start off the top, the bottom of the first, you know, and make him throw 35 pitches, I think that just kind of sunk in that we just needed to continue to grind, get his pitch count up and see what they've got in the bullpen. And luckily we did that after 4 2/3, and we got some pitches we could really handle. And, you know, we did some damage when we had guys on base.
Well, and then, you know, the other thing, I'll say it comes down to pitching and defense. And I thought even in a game where you give up eight runs tonight, pitching and defense, I thought, won you the game. Because I thought it was key for Rush to keep you close, and he did that after getting down 6-2. And I was surprised when it was a 6-2 game, they put the leadoff batter in the top of the fifth, first and second, nobody out. They elected not to bunt, and you turn the double play, and then Rush gets a strikeout, and you get out of that jam. And I thought that was such a big portion of the game. And then, so you get the double play there, great defense, and then the play Brandon made on the ball that Gio couldn't cut off, and he threw that dude out. I'm like, well, regardless of what happens, I think this team's going to win tonight with that play.
Yeah, that's a big boy play out of Brandon. You know, he's done it all year long, but the one play I kind of go back to, too, is, you know, that play that we thought we had the game won, that ball gets down the line. You know, Gio doesn't stop that on a backhand. That ball gets down the line, you know, who knows what happens. So for him to keep that on the infield and make that play, that was really big for us. But defensively, we've been solid all year. I've been saying it all year that if we can stay consistent on the mound and out behind our pitchers, you know, we've got a really good shot. We grind enough that we can get some opportunities to put the bat in the gap or the ball in the gap and score some runs. And that's exactly what we did tonight. We got some timely hits, and we came out and we got some shutdown innings when we really needed to.
Well, and I've always told people that baseball is a better sport played under the lights, in my opinion, yeah. And you proved that. I mean, I think the environment is, and people can get out and come to the 6 o'clock game or whatever. And a nice, you play a local school basically on Saturday, which would be a nice situation to play Orion at 10 o'clock. You know, be down here on a neutral site, but still nice that, you know, these kids have competed against, most of these kids have competed against one another on the youth baseball circuit.
Yeah, there's several kids between the two teams that in about, you know, 10 to 14 days will be suiting up together playing Legion ball together. So, you know, it's going to be a nice environment. Orion brought a lot of people tonight. You know, when we were here watching them, we bring a lot of people, Mercer County fans. They're terrific. You know, they were full tonight. They were loud, heard them all game long. So it should be a really good environment, and I hope the guys are ready for it.
Coach, nice going, a fun night tonight for the Eagles. Looking forward to Saturday.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
All right, Eagles win it. We'll get out of Farmington, Illinois, as Mercer County wins a wild one in Fulton County. They'll play for a sectional title Saturday morning at 10 against Orion, who beat DMAC tonight 2-1. Eagles win it 9-8 over El Paso Gridley. Good night from Farmington, Illinois.